Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 254 of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast is here. Hey, man, we're talking streaming, all right? Streaming records, I feel like, get broke every damn day. We're going to break down these records. Do they still mean anything? And who's the king or queen of streaming in 2018, all right? Also, as always, this episode is brought to you by RealVille Media Group. Do me a favor, go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all the shows on the network.
Speaking of all the shows first start with FSP, Full Sport Press, Coach Locke, Back in Town, J-Hove, Howeezy on the Boys, and my man Big Jeff. They talked about the LeBron James effect. How the chips fall when LeBron James made his free agent decision. The guys went over that. We got the Ladies Room Podcast, brand new episode coming real soon for you there. Also, check out Fresh for Dummies, brand new episode from those guys coming pretty soon. Let's get to the episode.
This is
another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV Podcast.
Man, how did you boy? You wanted to take a pause and shit? What was that?
That was a dramatic radio silence pause.
Oh my God.
Practicing professionalism over here.
I am Animal Brown. Holler at your boy Animal underscore Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
I am Spike Lou on your favorite social sites. Most importantly, Reddit. Check me out over there.
So that means
Reddit. Yeah, Reddit.
That means Snapchat Reddit. Too. Y'all killing me with these hidden Snapchat accounts.
I didn't even know it still existed.
Yeah, it's out here.
Oh, really? I didn't even know people still did Snapchat.
Oh, shit.
Deleted mine.
Got the. man, what you have on deck for the weekend?
Slow Motion, man. Still knocking that Stone Mountain out. I'm almost on two trips. One up, one down, one up, one down again. You know what we can do this week?
Man, three trips? Hell, you talking about? That's what I can do.
You're going to have to live up to it because we're going to invite the On Deckers in Atlanta. If y'all want to come, hit Stone Mount with us Sunday, 9:30 a.m. We'll be out there.
Well, I won't.
10. Well, you won't. You
won't.
Be there this week? You out?
No, I'm out this week.
Oh, man.
But week after that.
You can meet me there. Y'all can meet us any Sunday at 10.
10, I don't know. That sun start peaking about 10:30, though.
Yeah, you got to get out there by 10, though.
Shit.
We starting up the trail at 10. If y'all in Atlanta, holler at us. We'll be there.
Here's most
Sunday.
Definitely.
What you have up? See, go ahead. What you have up?
I was in the Detroit, man. You know what I'm saying? Holler at my guy, Plaza. We was up there, man. Detroit stepping. Had a blast.
I was nervous for y'all, man. I seen your snap. I thought y'all was on the Get Out auction.
No.
They had y'all on the blocks up there.
I wanted to do anything but Get Out from there. I was kicking it. Had a blast. Shout out to my people up there, man. A very gracious host.
Shout out to D.
Now, I will say this, though. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Detroit, they down right now.
They down.
The city down like a motherfucker. Potholes on deck. Mm. Bandos on deck. Mm. Miles of boarded up cribs.
It's cold.
Shit look crazy.
It's cold in the D. So it's like that, what, downtown?
It's like an airwell.
Like the whole spot?
Airwell. It doesn't matter where we went. It looked like it was dilapidated.
Dilapidated.
Now, I will say this, though. And I don't know the last time you saw something for the first time, but I saw something for the first time in my life in Detroit.
What was it?
Dude, I went to the bank. Went inside the bank. It was Friday evening, so it was popping.
Yeah.
Like Friday afternoon, be cracking at the bank.
Check cashing time.
Absolutely. Dude. Why was there a homeless lady inside the bank begging for money?
Not in the bank.
Inside the bank. I have never seen that in my life.
One thing about Detroit people, and they will say, all Detroit people know how to get money. That's
true.
So she didn't figure that out. You can't go in there and say you ain't got no money. You dropping it off or you picking it up. But either
can't
way,
say
you
ain't
got
no
to come through me.
That's
and
a fact.
I'm right here.
That's a fact.
She cold for that. Did they make her leave?
Security eventually went in there
eventually.
And threw her out.
Man,
yes.
That's rough.
It was serious in there, dude.
You still got to have an attitude when you tell her no about the money. She's like, man, really? You going to catch me right here?
Oh, no. I told her no.
You fuck out of here.
She asked me, I'm standing at the ATM. I ain't got no cash.
I just got this card. Right
I ain't got nothing on me. Sorry,
I'm about to stick in this machine and get some money for.
Hey man, I'm hoping better days are ahead for the city of Detroit though. But I'm fucking with it. I'll be back when the season kick off. Believe that. Anything else, man?
Nah, we can get into this rap shit.
Yes, man. Let's get into it. Now, Joe Budden had a theory on his last podcast.
Theory Joe.
Conspiracy Theory Joe. He had a theory of how Drake might have gotten caught up in the Pusha T battle and how Pusha T might have gotten some info. Mm-hmm. Now that has actually been confirmed from producer T-Minus, who said that Drake played March 14th, which is obviously the song about his son, played that to Kanye West during a visit to Wyoming to work on Ye. It's not hard to draw the conclusion that this is where Pusha probably got his info from about baby Drake, which was later used as ammo for the story of Adidon.
Right.
Now, my question is, who holds more to blame? Is this a Kanye fault or Drake fault for sharing?
I feel like this is Kanye, because Drake's looking at Kanye. Well, Drake's looking at Kanye like a mentor. Like,
facts,
he looked up
big
to
brother.
He said this before. So in looking at him that way, he thinks that, and he's right, that Kanye's a musical genius, so why would he have to steal anything or even use anything to go with me? We ain't got no problems.
Right.
So musicians share music with each other, as plenty of people have stated before when they were talking about this. I still got to blame Kanye West, though, because he's only doing this to, like, knock Drake off the perch that he thinks he's on. And for Kanye West, you're like, you don't even have to do that. Like, you ain't got to be like, hey, Push, look at this little song right here. What you ought to do, you ought to just bait him in with the infrared, and you know he going to respond because he was just up here, and we was just kissing his ass. So once he respond, you hit him with that, then we'll roll out all the good music based off that. Like, Push, I don't care. Like, Push,
right,
like,
right,
I'm
right.
40. It don't matter to me if the nigga, he can crush me, and I can go on about my business. I'm still going to be Pusha T. But for Kanye to do that, it's just like, it's a cheapening effect to his legacy that he got to go, like, take all of these back routes. Like, he fall out with Jay, he fall out with Drake, and it's only because he one of the few last people that has this thing where I have to be the best rapper, I have to be on top in front of you. I don't think that this new generation of rappers like Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, they're not trying to really outdo each other. What they're trying to
competitively, competitively, yes, but not to the point where they would,
where they gonna
sell
sabotage
information
or, you know, anything like that. So I think Kanye is still of that generation where, by any means necessary, I want to be number one. You have to call me the best at this or that. And that's what this led to. Why he did it to
me. And I got to say, Drake my boy, Kanye my boy, but Drake got to be a little more careful, though. Like, we may have forgotten about the Pusha T and Drake beef because nobody really remembers the shots on Two Birds, One Stone.
Right.
Like, this infrared kind of brought people like, oh, damn, that's right. They was kind of going back and forth.
Exactly.
But Drake can't forget that, though. Like, you know, if anybody needs to remember that, it's him.
That's
so when I get the invite in a flight to Wyoming, I need to know who's going to be in that motherfucker. Like, I'm not getting set up for the okie doke. Because you got to know that, obviously, Pusha and Kanye are tied together. And I need to know all of this before I get there. So I'm a little disappointed in Drake for being a little too naive, thinking shit was sweet. You know what I'm saying? But this does make me look at Duppy Freestyle even a little bit differently, because it gives it more credence, because he just said, I was just around y'all writing shit. Like,
right.
Like, I can see why Drake is a little confused. Okay, that's what we're doing. Like, when you know something about the situation, but the rest of the world doesn't.
Right.
You can't go at it from that emotional standpoint because the rest of the world doesn't know that stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're going to look at you like you crazy if you kind of jump off the ledge. When in actuality, when shit starts to come out, it would make sense why you're going at Kanye. Because people are like, why is he dissing Kanye? He's supposed to be going at Pusha. This explains that. Because he knew what we didn't.
One of the things, the reason that I'm not disappointed in Drake and the reason that I'm very disappointed in Kanye West, it's about the perception, right? So the reason that Drake is so successful, because he's able to wear his heart on his sleeve. He's able to, like, share emotion, usually that rappers, especially men that are as good as rapping as him, they're not able to share the emotion the way that he is.
Right.
So the naive aspect of it, like, hey man, yeah, I got this brand new dope song about my son.
You,
like,
can see that.
Exactly. Yeah, that don't go away from Drake character at all. But Kanye West out here with this mask on, acting like he everybody friend, acting like he want free thought and stuff, and then you lure a nigga out to Wyoming, trick him to playing a track, and then, but hey, Push, guess what, Push? You remember the Two Birds, One Stone, right? I know you remember that, bro. Man, this nigga got a son, don't nobody know about. Like, I feel like Kanye West is that type of dude as to where when he first presented himself as a college dropout or whatnot, that was not the real Kanye. The real Kanye is what we see now. The one that's wanting to be famous. He want to be a Kardashian, doing shit like this behind people back, ranting about Jay-Z. That's what he wanted to be all along.
I think that was Kanye at the time, and this is Kanye now. Mm. But here's the thing we still don't know, though. Mm. We're just assuming, based off the time and based off of how things are lining up, that that's what happened. He played right. the song, and then he ran back and was like, hey, yo, Push. But maybe he wasn't the only person in the studio. And the other person told Pusha. Because how did they know Drake's son's name? Like, how did they know that he had a Adidas line about to come out? Like, how did they know that? Like, right. Kanye didn't know all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This motherfucker don't know every damn thing. So you got to look at it like maybe there's some shit that we still don't know, which will probably come out. Give it about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll hear something else, you know what I'm saying? And there'll be more clarity. But all in all, this makes me, I see why Drake was about to go in on Ye. This is why Jay Prince said the shit Drake had would have ended Ye's career.
Right.
Because that was personal. That's why he was hot in him.
Right. Because I was literally up here like fucking with y'all. And, and you did this. And it goes to show, like I said, the type of person I just feel like that Kanye West is. The most important thing to him is being noticed, being famous, being in the spotlight. And regardless of what he has to do to be there, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
It's marry a Kardashian, dish your friend, and Jay-Z say he's going to kill you. Release the footage about Drake. It does not matter to him as long as he's being talked about. And that's the dangerous thing.
Yeah, man. Moving on. Future. Yo, boy. Dropped that Beast Mode 2 out of nowhere. He's tired of seeing these imitators out here, and goddamn it, he's done being quiet about it. Mm-hmm. He took to Twitter and said, and I quote, "Enough of these little niggas running around like I ain't made y'all. I've been humble way too long. Your titles and flows came from me. Stop fucking playing. I gracefully gave you a style to run with like it was your own. Thank me." End quote. Does Future have a point?
Let me tell you what Future does have.
A point?
A master's degree. He's learned the social media trolling. Like, he give you just enough to where you're going to talk about it, but not enough to know what the fuck he's talking about.
Or who he's talking about.
And then he'll get on there and apologize. And then he'll say something about, like, a chick with a dude, and you think you're talking about Sierra and Russ. True. And then he's like, well, what are y'all talking about? I'm talking about Scottie Pippen. Why? Like, Future got so much going on and, like, so many little shenanigans and shucks. Like, you can't even know what's true and what ain't. So it's all the mysteriousness of Future. And that's why he's so popular. That's why he works. Because he'll lead you down this rabbit hole.
Yeah,
not explain anything and then pop out on the other side. You're like, damn, how Future get up there? Future's like the new Prince, dude. Like, it's all mystique and lure and everything. And I ain't mad at it because it's working for him. That's how he's able to drop Beast Mode 2 out of nowhere.
Now, here's the thing. He does have a point because a lot of people are clearly influenced by his style with this new generation. But I don't know the purpose of the tweet. Say names, dude, so we know it's real. Like, stop.
Air it out.
Go ahead and say motherfucker's name. Throw some subs in there. Do some. But let's be clear. He's 100% correct, though. He's 100% correct.
He's definitely correct. And like I say, I think the Future knows he knows when to say just enough. This will have the internet's talking. And Future, like, loves the internet talking because that keep his music moving.
Of course.
Instead of him having to go to Breakfast Club and do the
whole not doing that.
Circuit thing. Nah, I put out a couple tweets, and then I say a couple of completely opposite tweets after that to have you talking on both sides. So y'all talking about me for like a week.
I think he feeling some heat, though, because he had been relatively quiet in the last 10-11 months. He dropped the 2 discs last year, and then he dropped a collab with Young Thug that kind of went and came and went. But I think he's feeling a lot of heat because some of those offspring are hotter than him. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got to feel some type of way when you're hearing your style. But, like, what do you want people to do, though? That's all I want to know. What do you want people to do, bro? Do you want people to fucking, like, shout you out before the song come out? Like, I don't understand. You want to put you on the credits? Yeah, I don't. You want to be featured on a remix? I need to know. That's where you need to be specific in what it is, what your point is, and putting this out
here. Even why it's infuriating you, because it ain't stopping Future money at all. Like, no. Even though he has that many imitators, I ain't seen his popularity decline at all.
Really?
I don't think so. I think with the Beast Mode 2, people were still going crazy when it came out.
but not like future though. Like, I think he sits back and sees the wave that's going with like a little baby,
right?
And I think he's jealous of that, bro. Like, dude hotter than dude. Lil Baby is the hottest nigga in the A right now. Future's not.
He been working though, and Future haven't. The visibility got a lot to do with it. Like, Lil Baby popping, I believe. Yeah, because he make dope songs, but also you're tough. But also because you see him everywhere. Like,
now he working though, for exactly. Sure. BET joint. He working. Ain't no doubt. Show is crazy.
Future got to come out of that cave.
Future feel like he ain't got to do that. He's worked enough to be in the cave now and come out once every 10 months.
Then he's going to continue to feel threatened by little babies. Yeah, I mean, like, you can't have both. You can't have both of them, man.
Future, be specific next time, right, man. What do you want these? Give us demands, man. What do you want these dudes to do? What do you want them to say?
Exactly.
Come on, that's your man too. Should he just do a Breakfast Club one time though? Just once.
I think he'll go up there and be so standoffish though, and like one word answers there, it wouldn't even be no need in doing it.
It might go viral. It might be fun. It might be entertaining though.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna get nothing out of it.
At least get a laugh out of it.
Right, yeah, maybe.
Man, next up, man, let's take it up north. Okay. Cardi B, she made a bold claim on her new verse on Lil Yachty's new song "Who Won't Smoke." She spit the following: "The fur on my shoulder, mink. Tell me what would Hov think? I get money, I am the king of New York, and I rock a sew-in weave." Bars. Yeah. So Funk Flex, that's your man, took offense to the king claim and basically said, "You can't be king if you don't write your own lyrics." Now, Cardi responded and said, "Did I say I was the best rapper from New York? I know street niggas and bitches that feel that they the king of New York. Let me be the king in peace." Right. Who's right in this?
She's absolutely right. Like, what? Why do Flex feel the need for his antennas to rise up just because Cardi say this woman is pregnant, sitting at home, feet swole, this verse is probably old, and who is it attacking? You right. Don't rap, Flex. Like, you're not the king of New York. What are you offended for? We was talking in the group chat earlier, and what you said applies here. It says a lot more about Flex
than it does
this
Cardi
statement
B.
Hurts him than absolutely. It does about Cardi B. A lot more.
That's a fact. Cardi's 100% right. But she got to know, when you call yourself the king of anything on a verse, people are going to automatically associate it with rapping.
That's
you know, like, come on. Like, you can't feel something. Remember when Kendrick did it on the Control verse? He said he was the king of New York. You know what I'm saying? So people are like,
But what you do if you Flex in that situation is you do your job. If you want to, like, if you got a problem with her saying that, then you tap Nicki on the show. You be like, you hear that?
Yeah.
She the king.
Let's where step you at, that music
she pregnant? She ain't put a verse out in months. She the king. What you doing, Nick?
Yeah.
That's what your job is as a radio host, is not to go after her and be like, "Oh, you're not the king." Sit down, Flex. Like, Flex washed.
First of all, that's been established. He's been washed.
You don't even know how to maneuver, like, in these new times, it doesn't seem like.
But I will say this, though. This remind me of when Jeezy said, "You can be the snowman selling socks." Remember that? He tried to clean that up. Cardi, we know what you meant when you said you was the king of New York, dude. You was talking that rap shit. Like, let's be 100% clear. But when somebody calls you out on it, and it's a fact that she doesn't write her lyrics, then you start to backtrack and be like, nah, you know what I meant. You could be the king selling sock. Like, no. Like, stop. I get it. Yes, technically people do call themselves king of this, king of that, and it's not designated to one area. Yeah. But if LeBron James says he's the king, we're thinking he's talking about basketball, dude.
This is true.
Like,
but
stop.
That's fair, but I needed someone in that line of work to attack.
A rapper.
That. Yeah, like someone that's a rapper should take offense, not Flex.
That would look like bullying, though. Like, who gonna do that? Like, a dude gonna say, come on. They not finna
And that's
do
why
that.
She should be able to say it. Like, I mean, like, hey, I like how Cardi talk her shit.
I will say this, though. Flex is also cool with her ex-manager, who she just fired not too long
and
ago.
So she sued him, too, for $15 million, right?
See what I'm saying? The plot thickens. Yeah. That was Flex, boy.
He ain't getting none of that, B.
Nah, you cancel that, son.
Sit down, son.
Before we get out of here to this music break, man, 50 Cent, his IG has got him in hot water again. This time it's for a now deleted post joking about Terry Crews' sexual assault allegations. Mm-hmm. There's a petition going up right now for stars to cut ties with 50 Cent. It's at 33,000 signatures, almost hitting its goal. Mm. Is it time for 50 to fall back from the jokes?
I'm not.
Gotta grow up sometime, man. God damn.
No. I got a bow I can wrap on this, right?
Okay.
Shout out to Big Jeff in his 10 wrestling seconds. because I looked at WWE Raw yesterday.
Ain't no way.
For like 10 minutes.
Okay.
And it's so ridiculous and so over the top. Like a dude got stuck in a porta potty. And they wheeled the porta potty. And I'm going somewhere with this. They wheeled the porta potty in the arena and he knocked it off the stage. And the dude came out covered in blue shit. I don't know what that was.
Fuck that.
But my point is, 50 Cent's not a good actor. But I was looking at this wrestling and I was like, man, 50 Cent would kill this.
Yeah.
He would, like, he could go to WWE and be like the next Rock. Like, he started back taking steroids. You know what I mean? He can come in as the bad guy for do all this 50 Cent shit. Then 2-3 years, he can do a whole switch and be the Rock, be like the good guy, start being in movies. It's like the superhero shit. So, yeah, he can quit being, I mean, he can keep being a fool on Instagram, get fired off Power because he can't act. Take that.
He's an okay actor, though.
He'll be a better wrestler. Take that to wrestling. Take the whole thing over to WWE, and he's gonna make more money from that.
50 is a habitual line.
I start a petition for that.
No way. WWE. You wouldn't get three signatures. 50 is a habitual line stepper. That Me Too movement is on him strong right now.
They should have knew that, though.
Hey, they on like him that, strong. With the real push, man, they can write dude out of there, out of power real quick.
They can kill him off, like simply.
Like, look, they 5 seasons in. The damage is done. Like, we already know who's associated with what. They don't need him tweeting no more. Everybody's already glued into that shit weekly. All this promo he did leading up to this.
They don't need 50 at all.
They don't need him. No, write him off real quick on the show. Everybody always talk about the sun and ghosts. So they don't give a shit about 50 character, man, dude. 50 need, so keep on playing, dude.
He need to get WWE on the phone.
That'll be atrocious.
Write out about a 4-year storyline. He go from the bad guy to the good guy. He can be the Black Hulk Hogan. Curtis J changed his name to Curtis Jackson, start wrestling under that.
That'd be a huge fall off. Man. Here's the thing, though. You take power away from 50, what do you got?
Wrestling.
Man, he ain't got that.
WWE. Nah, I mean, he doing the I think that he that cocky because he know that he has a gym with that BMF documentary. And he got the rights to that.
I thought it was a TV show.
Well, whatever. I'm saying just the...
Oh, he got one on... But not if you get cut from Stars, you don't.
Well, I mean, as an actor, they still can't knock his executive production.
Nah, they're saying get him cut, period.
Oh, well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, without that, man, he ain't got shit.
Yeah, I mean, 50 at some point going to have to stop playing. Like, you know what I mean? The whole... And we ain't even brought up the Papoose and Remy thing.
Yeah. They going back and forth.
For those that don't know, so 50 was like, damn, Remy, you lost a little weight. You looking good, slim, or something to that effect under her Instagram post and put the little half smiley face.
Right.
Of course, she's married to Papoose. Papoose responded.
She's pregnant, too.
Pregnant and married.
Right.
Papoose responded by adding 50's ex-wife and said, damn, no ring yet? How about I hook you up with one of my...
Hold on, ex-wife?
Baby mama.
Okay, gotcha.
Damn, no ring yet? How about I hook you up with one of my friends who's more mature than at 50 Cent? He had time today. And that's how Papoose got back at him. But like you said, eventually 50 gonna have to stop playing.
50 did address this on the red carpet of season 5. He said it was a joke, which people should clearly have seen because he put LOL in the caption. He fell back on the LOL. It's clearly a joke because I put LOL shit. Nice try, nigga. Them Me Too motherfuckers don't give a fuck about that LOL, dude. Man, nice try, though.
The thing is, like, ain't nobody gonna come save 50. Like,
he done burnt all the bridges.
Yeah, he be poking at motherfuckers so much, man. Like, ain't nobody gonna be like, damn, they doing 5th wrong, man. Like, he shouldn't even got that harsh of a treatment. No one is gonna say that. No one.
They gonna let him fuck up. They gonna let him drown his own self,
niggas,
dude.
Niggas is buying tickets to that. When he fall off, niggas is buying tickets to that ceremony.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Don't you worry about it. Man, we got a new joint by your man, B.O.B.
Oh, man.
This is his last album, man. We had to show him some love. This is his last album. It's called Nagga.
He's going to go sailing, ain't he?
I don't know what he's about to retire and go do. But he's got a joint called Gerald Levert on his last album. Nagga, let's check it out.
Hey, I ski, divert. The weed, I burn. Gerald, Levert. She sweet, she burn.
Ooh.
Alpha, theta, thotta, she Greek, yogurt. Cheek, cheek, shirt. I don't speak, bird.
Bang.
Ski, divert. Weed, I burn.
Burn.
Streets, I learn.
I learn.
I seen the worst. My life is a medic from A to Z. My bitches, they foxy, they firm. Don't speak of my language, don't know what she's saying, but we converse. I got no concerns about every purge. I'm straight like a million perms. Flow is superb, but did it occur that these were the thoughts of a nerd that used to get curved? Now all of these bitches is catching the herb. You got some nerve. Well, beat in them sheets.
Hey, I hear B.O.B.
That's rough right there. I see why he retired.
That ain't how you go out.
That was a nice run, B.O.B.
You go out on top with that Gerald Levert.
He should have stayed where he was at. He should have stayed in that lane where he was at when he was killing it with the, what was the name of the song that he had?
Him and Bruno
Pretty
Mars?
Girls or whatever it was. Whatever.
Girls
whatever.
Around the World. Yeah, something.
He had a smash in a lane and he was doing this thing, and then he started talking about the earth being flat. Then no one wanted to hear about Bruno Mars anywhere.
No, it was, you mean B.O.B.
Yeah,
it was over with before the earth flat shit though. So that was the very clear. But B.O.B. a talented dude though. He might go down as being one of the most like disappointing careers.
Kyrie Irving, this could be your life.
Because dude was talented, dog. Like he played instruments, could rap, could sing. But it, I don't know.
He one of those people, in my opinion, that they're too talented. Right, like you got to tie him down to something. Yeah. Like somebody had him tied down in the beginning to hey, make this type of music. Hits. You'll have radio spins. You'll be doing videos. You'll be doing good.
Yeah.
Now he doing this other shit that we just heard. No
garbage.
I said you out of here.
I know he feels some type of way too, because right now Jaden Smith is getting all kind of pub for dropping his Instagram album.
I remember we talked about that,
and we talked about B.O.B. was the first idea to have an Instagram album.
Yeah, his last name ain't Smith.
And it don't matter. Jaden Smith is washing that shit.
Yeah. I respect Jaden Smith a little push, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I do too. I fuck with Jaden Smith.
I respect the line he pushing.
He's shaking his little video, though, when he's in Tokyo.
I'm fucking
He's shaking
with
that bitch.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I'm on board. Yeah.
I'm fucking with the movement, too. Sorry, B.O.B. Goddamn, we don't.
You out of there. Let's see how quickly you forget about B.O.B. That's how quickly he out of there.
If B.O.B. would have stayed in that first couple of songs, he would have had hella streams, which brings us to. You like that? That was a segue.
That was a nice little segue.
Streaming, man. That's the topic of discussion today. Recently, Drake became the first artist, hip-hop or of any genre, to have 1 billion streams in their first week.
Billion.
Now, my question is, how big of an accomplishment is or isn't that?
I think that is a major deal. And when I say major deal, I mean major in the sense of we're really not even grasping what this streaming shit is going to be able to do
right
in the next couple of years. And what I mean by that is, I've said this before, when Drake, I think this was the last contracted album that he had under Cash Money Universal.
According to him.
So what I mean is, it's a big major deal if he can say, hey, well, I'm just going to sign with Apple. Or I'm just going to have all my exclusive stuff streaming
OVO.
On one service.
Yeah. Or Roc Nation.
Yeah, that's going to change the game.
That's true.
Because people are going to lose out on Drake albums, and then everybody going to run to one service, and it's going to start being a competition that way. So I think, I know Drake being able to do a billion that quickly, he got all the leverage in the world right now, because we don't know how much is going to affect the future, but we know it's going to affect it heavily.
The key word was leverage.
Yes.
He dropped the double disc as his last project, knowing with 25 songs, it was going to go crazy. His 25 songs on this Scorpion were 1 through 25 on iTunes charts.
Right.
His whole album was 1 through 25, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, so.
Take you into that.
He's got crazy leverage. And if I was Apple, or if I was Spotify or Tidal, I'd be throwing a bag at his ass. Well, because you're going to bring in all those eyes, dude.
So, see, he has the leverage, again, there's that word, to change the game now. He can start doing these LeBron James type deals.
That's true.
Ain't no more 6 album deals. Nah. Ain't no more. Look, listen, I give you one project.
One plus one.
You can run it on here for the month. And then you the first one with it, the only one with it for that month. Then after that, everybody getting it.
And I need $10 million for that
month. And I need 10 for that. You know what I'm saying? And I need a little bit off the back end too.
Like, and y'all funding the videos.
And as I look at this list, as far as the hip-hop and R&B guys that we're going to get to, a lot of them are going to be in that same position that Drake is. It's not this big made up artists anymore. People have their niche and their fan bases, like Drake and the other people on this list that we'll get to.
Yeah.
they ain't gonna need you to be like, well, we need 6 albums from you, Mr. Future. Nah, nah, boss. I ain't giving them to you.
Yeah. So. Now, and just, I agree. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Some of the numbers have gotten outrageous. I feel like a streaming record is broken probably every 3 days.
Yeah, every time. Like, since J. Cole came out, every time somebody dropped a streaming record has been broken.
So it can feel a little too much and kind of like they cheating the game. How they're adding the single spins to the album spin. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. Would you look at something like this and say, what was a big milestone back in the day? Maybe like a million in a week. Yeah, platinum in a week was huge.
Platinum in a week was big. Wayne was really the first one to like just, well, Eminem, of course. But
clearly. But Wayne did it with Carter 3.
Platinum in a week.
Platinum in a week is big. So this is platinum in a week?
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Or does this replace platinum, period, though?
Not a billion streams in a week. No. Nah. Okay. That's past platinum.
That's past platinum?
Way past platinum. But I'm trying to think, though, because there's a handful of people that did go platinum in a week, but ain't nobody done this. It's a first for this.
And that's why he has the leverage, because when his team is going in there, he can say, well, I was the first person and the only person that did a billion in a week as far as streams. I got a B in front of my name. So now we actually may have been thinking even smaller when we say albums. He can do songs.
That's true.
Think if he gave God's Plan, here, you can have this iTunes. Then I'm going to give Nice for What to title.
Yep.
And I'm going to spread these. I want $5 million for the God's Plan and the video. I want $5 million for this from title. Like, Drake is going to be able to start doing that. And once Drake started doing it, you'll have the Futures doing it. The Rihanna's doing it. The Beyonce might be the first.
But hold on, though. Mm-hmm. If he does that, if he goes, all right, Nice for What is a title exclusive.
Yeah.
Does that kind of cut the legs off of it? Because everybody ain't got that.
But see, that's
does it turn into what it turned into?
That's where the leverage come from, though, because I have not seen, and I give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
The Kiki, Do You Love Me? What's the name of the challenge?
Yeah, In My Feelings.
I ain't seen one of them, but I'm tired of it already. Just from y'all in the group chat saying that y'all tired of
it's them. A million of them. And that song is huge.
So as soon as the Nice for What and one of them come out, regardless if it's on Tidal, if it's on
whatever Spotify,
it's gonna be on Instagram. It's gonna be on Twitter. It's
gonna be on YouTube.
They're gonna share it, and Drake's still gonna get his bread from that, and the acknowledgments or whatnot still gonna be there, in my opinion.
So let's take it back a little bit, man. Of course, we're talking the big three when it comes streaming, man. That's Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal. Spotify been around since 2008. Apple Music launched in 2015, and Tidal kind of got on the map when Jay bought it in 2015. It had already been out, but it got on the map when Jay copped it, all right? So those are the big three. If we're talking records, Drake was actually the first person to have his song hit 1 billion streams. That was on Spotify as well 2 years ago with One Dance off of Views. So he's been breaking the shit out of Spotify
he got
records.
All the algorithms.
Yeah, all day. Another quick record, a single day streaming record is 10.4 million streams in one day. That goes to XXXTentacion with Sad.
Mm. Was that obviously when he died?
No, that was right when he died. Mm. So, you know, we know how that go. Jada Kiss said it best. You know, dead rappers get better promotion.
That's a fact.
So everybody went and flocked to listen to that song, and the song ain't number like 2 minutes.
And it's so easy to access the song. You just throw it on repeat or whatever it may be. All of that's so easy to do now, and it gets credited for. Like, if you buy a CD, the credit comes when you buy the CD.
Right.
It ain't get a reoccurring credit if you like the song and it's on repeat and it's on your party playlist. It's on your turn up playlist. Every time you stream that song. That's why I think in the long run, when they say they ain't getting paid off streams, you're gonna make more money in the long run, I think, off streams.
Now, speaking of money,
especially
I'm glad
where
you said
it's going
that.
To. Move on.
Let's give an example of how much they actually make off this shit. Mm. So Spotify pays 0.00397 cents. So
not even.
Yeah, it's not even a penny. It's less than half of a penny.
Yeah,
basically, just a little bit less. So to put that into context, in 2015, Drake had about 1.8 billion streams. He got about $15 million off of streaming alone. So 1.8 billion streams, he got about $15 million. Now let's fast forward today. At all-time streams on Spotify, Drake is number one at 12.3 billion. So 12 times 15 million just off of streams? I can do whatever the fuck I want with my music, dude. I want to go here, I need a bag. I go here, I need two bags, nigga. The upfront bag, nigga, the stake in the company bag, and the back end bag. Like, it's, bro, all I need of all it. Of that. Look how much money that is, yeah, dude.
Like you said, three, so.
No shows, just the streams.
And like we say, it's less than a penny. So if we go even to overall streams for 2017, Drake had 3.7 billion.
Streams.
Right.
In 1 year.
That's so, about $5 million.
Nah, it's more than that.
Well.
Nah, it's more than that.
3 billion pennies is 10 million.
Well, so because if you look at it, 1.8 billion streams gave him 15 million in 2015. So that's 1.8 billion. So you double that, that's which is basically what that is. He had about 30. Like, that's billion.
And that's why, like I say, in the long run, you're going to make that back off streaming. So even where it goes back to leverage, what Apple's going to look at and say is, hey, yeah, we'll give you 10 million because what we paying you less than a penny, yeah, you're going to get your money from it, but we making even more from it.
For the record, though, everybody's not Drake, though.
That is true. Let's talk about the other people on the list, though. Because there are some surprises on here. Future's second with $2.6 billion. And Future's another one of those guys who's going to have a lot of leverage because Future has 2.6 billion streams with no interviews.
It's true.
Like, you ain't,
no documentaries.
Ain't no vlogs.
Yeah, that's true.
I ain't doing no special host thing.
No promo.
No podcast. I'm not doing anything but giving you this fire.
Yep.
And you got 2.6 billion. Next is Kendrick, 2.3.
And this is all last year.
Yes, yeah, all last year. And that's just making good music. And Kendrick, I mean, he did the press run early, but not for damn.
I mean, you know, well, he did a couple slightly, of interviews here and there. He went, you know, he'd do Big Boy's Neighborhood, shit like that.
Yeah. So let's round it out. Migos was 1.9.
I see you, boys.
I'm going to go to 7. That's the next hip-hop artist. Kodak Black with 1.2 billion. Are you surprised by that?
Very. I know Kodak's popular. I'm not going to act like he's not popular, but I didn't know he was number 7 streamed artist of 2017. I didn't know that he was that popular. That's a lot of streams for Kodak, but he does put out a lot of music, though. Yep.
And it take all it takes is one song too.
Like that's
one
a good
song
point.
That you keep throwing it on repeat like that. What's the
he had a big song last year.
I mean, Rolling Peace, that right?
Yeah, there. He had Tunnel Vision too.
Yeah, Tunnel Vision. Then Kendrick had whatever off of Damn. What was whatever
Humble.
You want to pick off that? The one with Rihanna, Humble. Drake, of course, had One Dance. Future had whatever song.
He had the two
one. Exactly. So it takes a big song. Lil Uzi's number 8, Post Malone number 10. That rounds out the top 10.
I can see all of that. Those I can see. Lil Uzi is huge on the internet. Came up off SoundCloud, so this is no different. His fans are listening to him the same way they listened to him before. Mm-hmm. And Post Malone has a very big fan base. Got a big pop crowd. He writes pop music that takes off and goes to the masses. Plays on multiple radio stations. So he's gonna eat off that shit.
Right.
Okay. I say that Drake, for the record, Drake is number 1 all time with 12.3 billion on Spotify. Mm. The number 2 person is Ed Sheeran, and he's at 9 billion. He's 3 billion
ahead of him.
Bruh. The next hip hop person is Kendrick, he's number 8. Mm. Like, so when you're in that league?
Yeah.
When you're in the league, because he's in the league by himself.
Yeah, and to clarify, you're talking about all time streams and my list that I was reading from with the different numbers
last
that's
year.
Last year.
Absolutely. Streams, yeah. You're in a league of your own. You have to play by different rules. So I understand that we all want to see him versus Pusha T. Yeah. But one name that we haven't named yet on these streaming lists are Pusha T, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a different ball game when you're sitting at the top. And I don't mean at the top, like, oh, that's my personal favorite. No, these numbers don't fucking lie. We just saw a clip of him performing at the Wireless Fest.
In England.
Overseas.
Yeah.
And that shit looked bananas.
Yeah,
one dude on stage. So like, it's just a different ball game when you get into those leagues. I will say I was skeptical about adding streams to like Billboard and shit at first, but now that I see these numbers going crazy like this, you got to respect that.
You got to respect these numbers. One name that's going to be on there that I haven't read is XXX.
That's a fact.
I mean, not XXX, Tekashi.
Oh, yeah.
Similar footage I seen over this weekend when the nigga was performing in his drawers on stage.
I would have been hot at him if he did that,
though. He was out there in his boxers performing, but it was so many people.
Yeah, it was super dunk. I saw that.
So he going to be on this list.
I'd be so hot if he performed in his drawers and I was there. Come on, fam.
The last one off my list that surprised me, number 19, Kevin Gates, $766 million last year. That's surprising to me.
Especially that's surprising. He was locked up too. He was locked up for the most of the year. He did drop that Isla. Isla?
Yeah. His personality is so engaging. That's true. Why. And that's
and
why
he's got people, real fans.
Yeah, the Instagram. People go to Instagram and be like, I have to hear what this dude sounds like. And that goes to what we're saying about lyrics. The artists are that we're complaining about streams in the first hand are now beginning to see, like, now I don't need labels and I can just create this buzz on my Instagram, put my music on iTunes, Tidal, or Spotify, and you can generate a buzz and make money that way before you have to go sign anything.
That's true. And that's why the SoundCloud artist was
popping.
It was a thing. Yeah. You put your shit on Apple Music, like you said, you shoot your little video with your little camcorder with your homeboy filming, put that on YouTube, eat off the YouTube streams. Now my question is though, mm-hmm. is it fair to compare? Are numbers still a thing, like platinum, gold? Do people still care about that?
I don't think people care about that.
It's three like, times platinum.
Yeah, like, it don't matter no more. Like now, it don't. Like people probably care more so now about how many Instagram followers that you have, how many Twitter followers that you have, as opposed to how many records you sell. But hip hop did that to itself though. People start talking about numbers when 50 and Kanye, and that kind of watered it down because
head to head. Yeah.
Once you start talking about the numbers, and then people were like, okay, I still rock with this. So like, why are you telling me the numbers anyways? I think it kind of took away from the platinum and the gold, and people just start going with, what do they like? What's hot?
Yeah, because we started to see that just because you saw you did numbers don't mean that your shit good.
Exactly.
See Chingy.
Shout out Chingy.
Yeah, you know, like I don't give a shit that you did a million shit garbage. I mean,
shout out Post Malone.
Yeah, that too.
Shout out,
but
Macklemore.
That's your man's right
shout
there.
Shout out, G-Eazy. Let me stop. It's gonna sound like there's a trend or a pattern here, and it's not.
Yeah, you hate
some people
right
that
there.
I couldn't thank.
Man, I guess look at the end of the day, the next wave for streaming is going to be the exclusives, and I know people hate that
shit.
That's
gonna be it.
Nah, but no, people act like they don't like that though, including you.
Man, you're right. I hate it. So let me ask you this: would you ever sign up for all three services?
Nah, there's no point.
I mean, like, what if you had the exclusive podcast on Tidal, you got the exclusive Drake on Apple, and then on Spotify you got exclusive
Spotify who? Losing with the exclusive.
I don't even know who would be.
Why would you still be on Spotify right now? Is it cheaper?
I don't know.
They got the cheap family plan or something. Oh, they got the biggest library.
They got the most songs.
They got the most songs. Yeah. Never mind. That answers it. Yeah. Other than that, like the title exclusives are barbecuing Spotify shit.
Yeah.
And then just Apple system is shit.
Yeah, format just the best. So
I wouldn't do all three. That's a waste of bread. Mm-hmm. If there's ever a day where my favorite artist is exclusive on one, then I might have to figure something out. Mm-hmm. And fuck, I'd be hot if it was on Apple Music. Well, actually, no, because I just download somebody's album. Like, at the end
put
of the day,
put it on
I just, I'll find me a little site with the link. Yeah. Fuck that. I'm not putting to do both. Yeah, that's doing too much.
I'm stopping at one. Y'all let us know out there in the rap chat. We haven't mentioned that yet. To go to Facebook, join the rap chat. Let us know which streaming service that you use and why.
I want to know how people feel about exclusives, though.
And how do you feel about dropping exclusively on Apple or Tidal or Spotify if you're Drake, Kendrick, or whatever it may be?
I feel like they can't keep up that shit, though. But I feel like Tidal can't keep up putting out that original content, putting out these exclusives, man, with these numbers of subscribers that they got. I just don't see it. I don't see how this MoviePass shit finna last. I honestly don't see how Netflix finna last. Because it costs a lot of money to put that shit together, dude. That's a big investment to throw a free concert under the name of Tidal.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I just don't. I hope it succeeds because I'm a Jay-Z fan. I want to see him win. But, I don't see it staying afloat, man.
They're going to have to do something to, like, engage people other than the exclusive, like, to have the subscribers as far as the numbers is one thing, but what the people are gonna do? Like, what will people do? Like, come out to Tidal events? They gonna go to the television? If you put a Tidal TV channel on there, that's what he has to figure out with what to do with the subscriptions. Because you're right, I don't know if it can necessarily float either. So they're gonna have to figure something out.
The Sprint deal that he got when they bought like a third of it,
that was
big boy life jacket.
They might start linking with Netflix and shit like that. You do the Hulu, Spotify,
get
Netflix,
the package.
Apple, put them together, something like that. Link up.
That might be tough. Real quick for the record, too. Currently, as it stands today, Drake is number one on Spotify. He gets about 56 million streams a month. Jeez. The next closest is Post Malone at 5, Cardi B at 14, Nicki at 17, and Kanye at 18.
Did we report on a story where the fan got close to Post Malone and threw up because he snuck?
No fucking way.
You hear
that? Is that real?
Yeah.
No
a
way.
A fan vomited.
That sounds like some rumor shit.
I'm telling you. You can look it up when we go on break and come back and let the people know that that is real. But a fan got close to Post Malone and he smelled so bad she threw up.
If you smell so bad that someone throws up off of that, that's unbelievable.
If there was one artist that I thought that would be applying to, it's definitely him.
It definitely makes sense, though. They said Childish Gambino stink, too, though.
Oh, man.
That's my guy, but yeah, goddamn. You know,
I can see that, though.
Shower up, guys.
I can see that. He dressed like he stink. Shout out Childish Gambino. I fuck with him in everything. Buttons a little too low. On underarm and stuff is creeping out.
Man, let's hit this music break real quick, man. Votto, we're going to take it back to New York. He dropped a new mixtape. That's your man's. Votto, is he still cool with Cameron?
It's impossible.
Yeah, he can't be. He dropped a new joint, man. He got one on here with Dave East. It's called The Hated. Sorry, Votto, we're playing Dave East verse.
Yeah.
You want to hear it? Here you go.
Going crazy, late 80s, and I'm still insane. From the streets, if you listen closely, you can hear the train. My man got me vexed like fuck a friendship. Throw 80 at a nigga Mercedes and watch the Benz flip. My coach told me I was a loser and wouldn't win shit. Now I got twin chicks on my dick begging the French kiss. Still got my gym star, deflate all that gym shit. Buck 50, work your face out, permanent grin shit. I used to keep a negative vibe, was on some Grinch shit. Skimp a little work off the top, I used to pinch shit. I just got off a jail call an hour long. Feds be listening, so we kicking it with the shower on. These niggas acid, I'm cocaine in powder form. Watch his body drop, then we pulled off, knocking Quiet Storm. Yellow butter soft, I'm feeling like Ike Love. Everybody pull up with chopper, shit like a bike club. Lately I just come up with this shit, ain't gotta write much. I'm focused, niggas with no direction to fuck your life up. It's orchestrated, how the fuck these niggas afford to hate it? Smoke with the dead, I might walk inside a morgue and blaze it. These are scriptures, all my verses are more than sacred. It's levels to this, you ain't never heard no Porsches racing. You ain't never been around no bitches, that's more than basic. The coke weak, don't trust the plug, then you oughta taste it. Put it on your gum, see how quick it numb. Your bitch stress, she keep telling me about how quick you come. When I think of the illest, I figure big and pun. Put a fork in them, this nigga done, go get a gun. Fighting ain't like you, confused, why would they hype you? Nigga, you Ron Harper, out here acting like Michael. This what the life do, my past women spiteful. But fuck it, we got baking soda, let's see what this ice do. My man, he just got his house, I'm about to send a kite through. Don't come around, I ain't invite you. I used to do more with gators, them shits will bite you. Don't nobody touch no money till the dice move. Just keep it tall, your man sitting, you see his call. Bitches talking about Davies from London to Eden Wall. I ain't scared of death when I sleep, me and the Reaper talk. Fresh out public housing, this life is better than we'd have thought. I want you off this earth and we don't need to talk. Same rules apply, baby, she ain't fucking and she can walk.
All right, man, that was Votto, not Votto rapping, but that was Dave East rapping on Votto's mixtape. Song is called The Hated. If you remember that beat, it's because it was on Tory Lanez's album that came out last year.
Yeah,
where he addressed the Drake shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, dope-ass beat. Dave East doing his thing. How you feel about it?
It's over for Dave East. I'm going to go on and put it out there. It's newsflash, breaking news. Like,
man, fuck out of here.
He can rap, man, but he just... I don't see how anything would stick with Dave East, like, from here. I like
why, because he can't make
East
a hit or something?
Are you? What can't, like, he's even in beef right now with the no-name rapper that he just made a six-minute reply to. But, like, no one cares. Like, Dave East is so, like, vanilla in the sense of a personality that he can be in the middle of a beef and he can rap and no one even cares.
Well, he shouldn't be rapping
for his career because he's going to be a model or something like that, I think.
He shouldn't be rapping 6-minute diss songs against nobody's anyway, though,
right,
to be honest.
Yeah.
But he not done, though. And Nas done got rejuvenated with this Nasir.
If he need a new
team or something then. Like, there needs to be more, like, from Davies. Davies is not like what we were talking about with Future or Kendrick, where you don't have to do interviews or media. Like, Davies needs to let people know him. Like, they need to find out about him and who he is, because he's too good of a rapper.
I agree.
To people that I'm saying, so.
Is Votto still cool with DJ Khaled? That's a question.
That's a wrap. Man, let me tell you, the last time DJ Khaled picked up the phone for Votto. And he probably called him once a week, and he still don't answer. I'm going to call you right back, bro.
Damn.
That's the most. I'm going to call you right back. I'll call you right back.
He couldn't do nothing with Votto anyway, though. Votto nice, but he not yeah, Khaled nice.
There ain't nothing Khaled can do with him.
Yeah.
Pay him to tax write-off, I guess.
Ah, man. That was Spike Lou Votto. I'm good in New York when I go.
To Miami? He has to live in Miami. You still claim we the best. That's the last of the shook. I at least still got my house in Miami. Got to.
All right, man. Let's get to this quote of the week real quick. For those of y'all who saw the pull-up with Joe Budden, he was speaking to Vince Staple on his latest episode.
My boy.
Shout out to my guy, Twan Sounds. He threw me the oop on this right here. He had an interesting comment when Joe Budden had brought up the length of Kanye's new album, Ye, being only 7 songs and 20 minutes long. He felt a way about that, and Vince Staple gave his opinion. Let's listen to what he had to say.
You brought up Kanye. Where did you fall on all of that bullshit he was doing out here? And did you listen to any of the albums that came out?
I listened to them.
Did you care that they were 15 minutes long? He's selling people 17 minutes of music.
I mean, because they buying it anyway. They streaming it. So it ain't like they buying it. So I feel him on that. It's like, nigga, stream. Like, this shit free low-key anyway. Like, nigga, this the bundle box. When you go get the 30-pack of chips, they don't give you the big bag. So...
You know, you said that. You said they streaming it. Oh, no. Everything he says makes me angry.
What I do?
There's value there.
It is, but I'm saying
it's value in the stream, and you can't tell me what that value is.
It's value in 17 minutes. I get what you're saying. What I'm saying is this. If Maya Angelou do a poem that's 5 lines, nigga's not going to say that's not enough.
I am.
So let that nigga know you're not.
Yes, I am.
Let that nigga create.
And did I pay for the Maya Angelou poem? Did I stream it? Was it an audio book? Exactly, so... That's just some free shit.
I think a nigga can do what they want, bro. Creatively, like, you feel me? All these paintings and all these other motherfuckers putting 2 blots on the canvas and they selling for millions of dollars. So if he want to sell 17 minutes for $1.99 a piece, I don't mind it. It's a painting with just a flower on this motherfucker for $10 million somewhere.
What color Let that nigga flower? See.
It don't matter.
Who drew the flower? It does matter.
Kanye West drew the flower. This nigga, Jay-Z drew the flower. Jay-Z drew the 17, 20-minute flower.
I'm not buying that shit neither.
What I'm saying is, bro, it's like...
I don't want him or him drawing flowers.
No, I'm just making a parallel of it. Like, if a motherfucker, you know, it's a lot of people do a lot of shit, like...
That was Vince Staples defending my boy Kanye West about the shortened 7-song project. How you feel about his take on it or Joe's take?
I agree with what Vince Staples said and the examples that he gave. I think too much in our culture, hip hop, when people don't like something or critique it, we call it hating. And it's not necessarily that. I don't think Joe was hating, nor do I think that people saying that this too short are hating on the, well, excuse me, I don't think that they're hating on Kanye when they say it's too short. They just want more for their money, and it's fine, but you can't say that he's jipping people because the art is there.
Right.
Regardless of how you feel about Kanye West or whatnot, it's worth those 30 minutes.
Right. If it's 7 songs or 27 songs, it's there.
The genius in which Kanye West displays in his music, and I want to be specific when I say this, it's worth checking out. And like he said, like Vince Staples said, if Van Gogh or whoever can throw these abstract paintings out here and people pay these millions of dollars for it, then I think Kanye deserves some attention, whether it be 30 minutes or 59 minutes, as long as he's rapping, though. I don't want to hear him talk or do interviews.
No, as long as it's good. Yeah. At the end of the day, like, bro, like, listen, man, what's the requirement then, Joe Budden? For you to feel like you got your money's worth and the number of songs on there, 10, 15? Like, that's when it gets gray. What if it's 15 but only 7 good songs? Then what? Then you're not going to feel jipped no more because he gave you 15? Like it doesn't matter. That's a personal preference, and I think everybody felt the way about the 7 songs when it started. By the end of it, I think people got used to it. We started coming up with motherfuckers who they should do the 7 songs for.
And that's about to be a trend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I guarantee you're going to see more EP, 7, 8, less than 10 songs coming down the pike because it can work as long as they're quality. You just got to hit on all of them.
Right.
That's all. And exactly. You have a good chance of having something that has replay value. I run back all of them joints, dude. Like, no bullshit.
Yeah, on the Pusha album, tough.
That was the one I listened to the least, actually.
That was the one that I listened to the most. And then the Tiana Taylor song, that one song.
This nigga said the song.
Yeah, the song.
You got an on deck of the week other than Tiana Taylor's song?
Talk for a second while I pull it up.
Wow, you'd be much better if you actually had this on deck, knowing that we do this at the same time every single episode.
Still talking.
Let's go. Let's be prepared next time, guys. Shit.
Relax.
This nigga said,
as
to the
we
push,
pull up the on decker of the week, we want you guys to be able to qualify for this. So go leave your comments and all of these things under the page on iTunes and in the rap chat.
Yeah, man.
Our on decker of the week this week is Mr. Jerome Talley. Jerome Talley, come on down, sir. You are the on decker of the week for successfully trolling.
Yes.
The on deck rap chat. When you said that Summer Games is the best song on the B side of Scorpion, and you said Jaded is some trash. The correct verbiage there is Jaded is some slaw. That's right. What we use here on Deck TV.
Right.
So lame and whack. That's what slaw means. And Animal Brown says that Summer Games is the worst song on Scorpion.
Listen, you got it backwards. This may have been a misprint.
It's a troll. It's a successful troll. No. That's why he got on Decker of the Week.
He may have been driving and texting at the same time and accidentally said that Jada was whack and Summer Games was great, and he meant it the other way around because Summer Games is terrible. Like, that song is terrible.
It is pretty bad.
And Drake, Talley, my boy.
Mr. Talley from Indianapolis, we appreciate you for participating in the rap chat, but explain yourself, sir.
Man.
Let us know what went on right here with this tweet, and just remember, it's slaw, not trash. Slaw.
I need answers. Because and Jaded is banging. Like, what the fuck? Hey, dude.
That's funny.
Jerome, run that back for me, big dog.
Yes, sir. And also, the meme with Jay-Z riding the jet ski is top three things to happen on the internet.
That's just hilarious.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at one now. He on the bike and Beyonce in the front like E.T. Damn, that's funny.
I seen him one on a roller coaster, man. But
the little dog roller coaster, though, like four seats.
He on a little kiddie roller coaster, with but he got the helmet. But he got the helmet and the swim joints on. That shit look funny as fuck, dude. Man, love
wonder,
that meme. That's
I
a classic.
What Hov, do Hov laugh at that?
He got a sense of humor. Hov got a sense of humor.
Until Beyonce keep laughing at it. So this one, you know how
laugh
your
at
girl
it too
be.
Hard.
Yeah, you know how your girl want to laugh just a little extra hard.
Like, hey, relax.
Relax, B.
New music out right now, Future Beast Mode 2. Did you listen to it?
No.
Like, you're not a Future song. Fan no more? Now you cool off of him?
I get to Future when I get to it. I know what it's going to be. I ain't heard a different Future album since Pluto. Like, all of them been the same. So.
It's produced entirely by Zaytoven. He's working out here.
Zaytoven on this shit.
Also, Meek Mill dropped Legends of Summer EP.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is that about what you expected from Meek?
Yeah, it is. It is, because it's not. He toned down on the street talk on here, like the gun talk. Did you peep that? Yeah. He toned down on it, but you can't really tell because it's still aggressive. You know, high energy music.
Yeah.
The joint that he performed at BET Awards is on here. That song is fire. That second verse, he murdered it.
That's a fact.
Woo. Also, B.O.B. Naga.
B.O.B. need to stop on so many levels, man.
B.O.B., holler at us. You got an open invitation to tell us what you got on deck,
yourself,
man.
Please. We'd love to hear it.
What you going to do next, bro? All
right.
Of course, then Jada Smith, Syrie, the Electric album. It's on Instagram.
Y'all check that out on IG.
Go check that out, man. He's on the floating. It's a video, right? Or it's videos, too.
Does B.O.B. go report those videos to IG? You got to report those every day, right?
He ain't getting no love for his shit.
I'm reporting all of those if I'm B.O.B.
Fuck it. What you got on deck for the weekend, man?
Slow Motion Billy Ocean, man. Just trying to get through the summer. Like I said, y'all meet me at Stone Mountain to get to the top with On Deck. Y'all meet us there at 9:30 a.m. Between 9:30 and 10, we're going to start our trek to the top if you're in Atlanta, so let us know.
Man, next time I'm going up, though, I'm jump roping at the top I get there like Rocky.
You have one of them fireman suits on, ain't you? Man, we seen the dudes again this week, right?
They was up there with the fireman suits.
These dudes was walking up. We passed them on the way up. I don't know how the other dudes shucked it out, but these dudes, they were full-fledged with the tanks and everything on walking up.
They some savages.
There ain't no way in the world.
You got to do that if you fire. I mean, because they going to be toting that shit and burning builders and shit.
That's why I never be a fireman.
That's 100% fact. Have fun with that. I'm going to be gone.
What you got up?
Going to Paris this weekend.
Ooh.
Man, the Jay-Z and Beyonce show is Saturday. I'm a fuck with that.
That's real.
I haven't seen Jay in damn near 20 years, dude.
I don't believe you seen him 20 years ago. That was a Hard Knock Life tour.
That's exactly what it was. Jeez. 1999? Christ. 98?
I seen him.
When last time you seen him?
01. No. Whenever the Black Album came out and came to Vanderbilt.
Yeah. 04, 05, yeah, something like that. Yeah. So yeah, and I've never seen Beyonce, so.
Don't enjoy that.
Yeah. They're not doing the new shit, though. I peeped that online. But I don't give a fuck because I haven't seen the old shit. So, hey, should be fun. Do us a favor. Hit us up on Instagram at On Deck TV Podcast. Follow the Twitter as well. We appreciate everybody's comments, man. New comments we saw go up last week. Good looking on the iTunes tip. And you can listen to us on Spotify, too.
At Spotify now. Check us out. Also, go check out the Real to Real video review show. Yes, we have a name for
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Check those video review shows out. More of those coming for you soon. Go to youtube.com/realville.
You damn right, man. New shit coming soon. It's time to level up, man. Let's make these last couple of months of the year count, goddammit.
Yes, let's do it.
Be out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.